And we're live.
What's up, guys? Brian Ozone, and we're here with another podcast of Masters of the Galaxy, and I'm flying solo because everybody else has the rest of the night off. But, you know, I'm here, and I got my Masters of the Universe tank top thing going on, and I recently purchased, I recently purchased a bunch of German and UK magazines from the 2000X series, and I've seen pictures of them, and I read about them, and man, if you can get a hold of these things, they are so cool. They all come with like a toy. One is a blow up Havoc staff. Another one is like a squirt gun. They all come with like, you know, silly funny things. But it's awesome. It's completely worth it. They're a little expensive. But I think if you can get your hands on them, I think you'll be happy with them. I mean, I know I am. I didn't read them yet. Some are in German, some are in English. That's why I believe they're definitely UK-ish, but it's definitely something, if you can get your hands on, definitely do that. I flipped through them, and it kind of seems like they follow the cartoon. It doesn't seem like they go, you know, on their own, but it's still cool. Like, even, it's kind of like the old magazine. They have the profiles and stuff like that for the characters, cut out cards. It's pretty cool. They have games in it. I think guys and girls or whoever is interested in it. I think it's something that it definitely adds to your collection, and it's knowledgeable to have. Before I forget, I just wanted to remind you guys that you can always go to motgpodcast.com and listen to this and other past episodes that we've done in the past, excuse me. So, you know, just if you want, if you know anybody that hasn't listened, you can always, you know, tell them just go to motgpodcast.com. Other things, I actually finally got a lot of the stuff from San Diego Comic-Con, the toys, which are pretty really rad, man. I got the reaction figures, and they are so cool. Again, thanks to Tom Breisky for that. Awesome dude. The reaction figures are great. I got the Loyal Subjects, the two boxes that they made. They're pretty cool too. I didn't take them out of the box because I only bought one of each, but they're pretty cool. I saw some other things online. I didn't go that crazy this year. I'm waiting for PowerCon. Hopefully we have a really, really good PowerCon this year. I was actually, I don't know if I was the only person in the dark about this, but I just found out this week that they're going to show the Power Tour. They somehow got the video of the entire entity of the front of the whole show of home video, and they're going to show it there. So it's the first time that I know, since I actually saw it as a kid, to see it again in its entirety. Because I know on YouTube they have bits and pieces here and there, but I haven't seen or heard of anybody to have the whole thing since the show itself. So that's something cool. So if you didn't know about that, like me, now you know, and it's pretty, definitely go check that out. And hopefully we can get that on a Blu-ray or a DVD or something. That'd be great to keep in our collections as well. Sorry. Other things going on. Let's see. I mean, well, with the PowerCon coming up, we have the exclusive figures, which I'm really psyched about. I think those figures, the Earl McCarthy figures, are going to be really, really cool. I think they're definitely going to, for some reason, it's something that Super 7's doing. It's just amazing that they're able to go the distance to get these extra like things that were supposed to be made, or we were supposed to get, and we never did, and we are now. And I really think they're going above and beyond what anybody else has ever done. And not to knock Mattel, but you guys, it's your thing. You should have been doing this the whole time. And I think the two PowerCon exclusives, three packs, are amazing. I think it's gonna really, really pop with the collection. I don't know. I'm really looking forward to that one of the new guys of the extra parts. Like I said, the Errol McCarthy card back figures. I forget their names that they gave them. I know they changed one of the names. But stuff like that really blows my mind that they're able to do stuff like that. I think collectors that been a fan like me for, decades, and finally get to see this stuff, and get the toy of it. It's something I think that we really enjoy. That's really something that I hope to see more of. Things like that. It's just incredible to finally. You at one time it was a myth, and then the internet comes out, and then you see pictures, and now you're going to be able to actually physically have it in your hand, and play with it, and just display it, and throw it in your little display case or whatever. I think it's really, really cool what Super Seven's doing. I think Brian is doing a great job, and I hope they don't stop with the classic. Well, not classic, like, but the vintage figures, I think they're doing a great job too. With that said, I hope that they go and do the laser figures with the giants. Those are something that I think that we need to get. I mean, they're making Hero and Eldor, which is great. Finally, vintage collectors can get these guys. It'd be great if they made the. I would love if they made it in classics too. Is the Leo figure. That for some reason that figure I want in classics ever since the beginning. I think, I mean, I don't know if it's just me, if I'm majority, minority, but I think that figure would really be cool to have it. And plus it's another faker. But Camel Khan was one of my favorites that they did make. We did get him. Hopefully they can come around and make that in the classic vintage style, the 5.5 inch figures. That'd be pretty sweet for those guys. I'm not so much of a classic vintage figure collector anymore. I mean, I have them, but I try to get the main characters mint in the box if I could. If not, I'm more of a guy that likes like the merchandise stuff, like I've said in the past. That stuff to me, I think it's just so cool. It's like all the school supplies and stuff, like like shrinky dinks, like here kids, here's plastic, go play in the oven. Who would think of baking plastic for a kid and a toy? But they did it. And stuff like that, I think it's just really cool to have. I know there's two sets of the shrinky dinks they made. They made the deluxe set with the back of the box. There's a Castle Grayskull, which I still don't have. And then, of course, the other smaller box. I have those. I actually tried to make them, and I think I colored them first, and then I baked them. I don't know. I screwed them up, but I still have them somewhere. So I kind of screwed those things up. I'd like to point out that there's another group out. If you guys haven't noticed, is Motu Nation 2.0. My friend John started this week, so go check it out. Another group. It's great to have another place to go through the community and see what's going on. Not everybody goes to the same places, or they don't feel comfortable. So, hey, it's your choice, but it's something cool. Check it out. It's There's a lot of places now, you know, with the internet and with Facebook, with you know, you had your you got your websites, and you have your Facebook pages like mine with the Masters of the Galaxy. You know, it's gotten a lot easier now to get involved and see what's going on, especially like in everyday activities with people. Like they every day you can see like, oh, here's my haul. Like you see those pictures every day. I think they're cool. You know, you get to see all the stuff that's got people buy and you know, the deals they get and what they got and the condition, and you know, you get jealous, or you know, they get jealous of you. It can go back and forth. And it's cool. I think I like that a lot better than the pictures of people's food that everybody used to post all the time on Facebook. So keep the hauls coming. I think it's a lot better. You know, so with that and with the Facebook pages, you can interact faster, I think, than with the forums or websites, because I think you have more freedom. You kind of know the boundaries and limits of what you can do and say. But again, I'm not knocking websites and forums. I do like them. I go on them. I'm a part of them as well. But there are some limitations on both. But I think people tend to now do the Facebook pages because you can actually right away upload your pictures. It's just so much easier, and you know, everybody's always on Facebook now, and they get, you know, on your phones, you get the notifications and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe the pages, you know, like everything evolves. So with the with all the new pages, with the people running it and putting content on it and stuff like that, you know, it takes time, and people, you know, the people behind it are doing it because they like to do it, and it's what they like. It's their passion. Like, you know, like I did with Masters of the Galaxy. Like I'm always a fan. I'll always be a fan of Masters of the Universe and everything involved. And that's why I started the Facebook page, did the podcasts. I'm always a fan first. I think that, you know, you give everything a fair share. Like a couple of I think it was like a year ago, they came out with somebody made a Masters of the Universe play. So I bought the DVD, and it, you know, it was okay. It wasn't the best. It wasn't like the Power Tour. But then again, I haven't seen the Power Tour for 30 years, so I don't remember it that well. So I, you know, you, I'm the, I, if you do anything Masters of the Universe, anything that involves it, I'm the type of fan that's going to give it a shot. I'll give it a try, or you know, stick my nose in it and snoop around. Again, that's like the Facebook pages, websites, and stuff like that. You know, I give them all a shot. You know, give them all a chance, because you never know. Some people feel, like I said, they feel more comfortable here or there or wherever. But I hope people feel comfortable at the Masters of the Galaxy, because I want them to. Yeah, and you know, and I hope you enjoy the podcast, because we do it because we like to do it, and we do it because we like to interact with the fans. Again, because we are fans, and there's and that's the thing now too. There's always like things that are coming up and out with the Facebook pages now. It's like instantaneous of like things pop right there. You know, you're just sitting there, and all of a sudden your phone goes off and you see a picture of something that you haven't seen in like 30 some years. Like I was at the doctor's office before the show, and Josh Van Pelt, was well, he's looking to trade these little mini cards, and they're like, they're imprinted or like they're outprinted. I don't know how to say it though. Like they're like little cards of the of He-Man or Skeletor or whatnot, and like they come out kind of like a 3D-ish type thing. And like I haven't seen those, I can't even tell you, since I was a kid. And that's what bugs me out about it. It's like there's things that are still coming to light that hasn't been seen in so long. Something like that. Like I haven't, I don't even remember it, you know? It's kind of like Christmas all over again when you see stuff like that. And then, you know, somebody else posted, oh, they have the bigger ones. Remember those? And, you know, I then it brings me back to my cousin's bedroom. Like, yeah, he had them on his wall. So I love the, I just, I'm an absolute fan of all that stuff. I think all that stuff is great. And I love when people post stuff like that. Or they'll post pictures of their rooms or of their collections. It's just great. And it gives people ideas too of how to maybe set up their room, set up their collections, set up their displays, things like that. My room right now is a complete disaster. I need to fix it. I was able to purchase one of the outfits that one of the people wore from the 87 movie. So I went out and I bought a mannequin, and I put the outfit on the mannequin, and it's pretty cool. So I want to get a cool picture of that in the room, but like I said, I need to fix the room up. It's really funny when you see this stuff, because it's like a pair of Nikes from 1987, spray painted with all this extra plastic stuff on to make it you know, futuristic and whatnot. So it's really funny what they did. And of course I painted the face like Ace Frehley from Kiss, because I love Ace Frehley. I'm a big Kiss fan. So when I do actually take a picture, you people will see that. It's pretty it's pretty cool, you know, like stuff like that. You got to I like that. When you see things from other people. I remember I saw I forgot his name. I haven't seen him around in a couple of years. But he had a room, and it was sweet, man. It was painted like inside a Castle Grayskull, and he had a whole bunch of glass display cases with, you know, certain things in it. And I really dug that. I thought that was pretty cool. He had a really decent sized room too. It was really cool what he had. I can't remember his name. I remember hanging out with him too at PowerCon. He's a really cool guy. And that's another thing too. It's like, you know, you when you interact with these people almost every day online, and then when you go to the cons, especially PowerCon, I think is more intimate because it's smaller, and you're there basically for, you know, one reason, and that's the mess of the universe. And then you finally, if you haven't met these people already, you meet them, and you finally, you put the face to the person and the attitude to the person, you know, and it's really, really fun to finally and share, you know, stories or you know, like I remember when he did that or this or that, and it's pretty wild. It's sometimes it becomes surreal because you never thought that, you know, you could become friends with somebody like, or I never thought that I would ever become friends with somebody from on the computer. And there's plenty of people out there that I can honestly say that as a friend. You know, people I can talk to every day, once a week, or you know, maybe once a month, that we speak, and it's like, you know, a day hasn't gone by. And it's all because the Masters of the Universe brought us together. I mean, I have a, you know, a friend from the, geez, Netherlands I spoke to today, you know, my buddy Paul. And we haven't spoken in a little bit, and you know, it was like we were just saw each other yesterday. I think that's something very unique to Masters of the Universe that we have. It's like a bond, because you can come from all signs, all places, no matter where it is, and one reason is, for the power of Grayskull. As corny as it sounds, it's the truth. I mean, we all fans of a show that's so it's so powerful, because it really, She-Ra and He-Man, it really does, somewhat take over your life. You want to, you're constantly collecting, thinking, buying, selling, traveling, looking for things, all like constantly. Just I'll go places. Me and my family, me and my wife and kids, we went to the Bahamas and Florida a couple of weeks ago. That's why I missed two weeks of the show. And we went on a cruise, but before and after the cruise, we went to Orlando. And what did I do? I start looking for comic shops and toy stores. That's like my thing. I enjoy the hunt. It was a lot of fun. I remember the 2000X series, run Katie's and Toys R Us every weekend. I had this one toy store. It was small. It was on Jamaica Avenue in Woodhaven. Thing, and they would call me when they get a case in, and they let me open the case because I lived so close. And I got first crack at whoever was in it. Things like that, it was fun. And when the Masters of the Universe versus the DC two packs came out, I have a buddy in Germany that I was, hooking up, getting him the two packs. And that was cool too, because I remember the first time I went, I was waiting for the store to open, and there was just two other guys waiting for the store to open, and I they were there before me, so I was like, great, and they were talking because they were friends, so they were speaking about what they were waiting for, and there was two of them, so they kind of had like this route that they were going to take and whatever. So I was kind of going to pick up the scraps if there were any left, if I could. But we went in, nothing was on the shelves. I asked one of the guys, I said, do you have the two packs? And he says, yes, I have a box in the back. And then the guys that were in front of me, when the store opened, was like, well, we just asked you, and you said no. And he goes, well, I don't like you guys. You guys are here every week, screwing the place up, making it a mess, throwing things around. So I got a box, not even opened. And now I'm like, great, I got to fight these two guys when I walk out the door. What am I going to do? Actually, it was all right. I was able to walk, to my car. And I think in the box was two He-Man versus Superman and two Skeletor versus Lex Luthors. So two or four, I don't remember. I don't remember. I think it was two a box or four. I mean, four or eight. I don't remember. But the hunt was cool. I miss that. I do. But then again, I was an advocate for the all-in sub too, because I think that if you're going to have a sub, you should be able to get everything in the line included. You shouldn't be shouldn't have to wait or two second sellouts like, people have in the past. I think that was ridiculous. I think Maddie collector.com, the whole entire concept was ridiculous from the start. They had, they were supposed to be this gigantic website for toy lines across the world, and It was basically Masters of the Universe and maybe a WWF figure here and there. So that was a major flop, and they could have done way different, way better. They could have had way more different toy lines. I mean, it's Mattel, you shouldn't limit yourself just to Masters. If that was the case, then you should have had a Masters collector.com, or something like that, and it to only He-Man and She-Ra and those guys. The Maddie situation in the beginning was just so crazy. It was nuts. It was like, if it wasn't a 30-second sellout, it wasn't good enough for him. Or maybe that was like later, like 6 months later. I remember a figure not selling out like in 2 minutes, and everybody was like in an uproar because they were like, oh, but meanwhile it sold out in 10 minutes or whatever. I remember also with that, there was a guy, I forgot his name, that everybody used to call, would handle, try to do right by you. He did right by me a few times because I did. I remember I got the dreaded red screen and I got stuck on that and I didn't get to buy him, so I did call the guy. I forget his name now. If anybody remembers, throw it on the web, the Facebook page. It'd be fun. And I contacted him and he was able to get me my Battle Cats. And then I believe after that, that's when, everybody started talking about the All In, and that became not really, because then you had the weapon packs you had to worry about, and you still had this figure that they decided not to put in. So All In, and it should have been, but it wasn't. But now, with the con exclusives, I'm a fan for the con exclusives because people have to travel to these places to, stand in line and wait and get them or what. But I'm also against them for that reason, because okay, I can't. I mean, I've been to San Diego and it's expensive. The San Diego Comic Con, it is ridiculously expensive. For hotel, plane fare, tickets to the con, food, well, I was lucky enough that the people whom I stayed with, we were 3, 4 blocks away from the convention center, so it wasn't bad. We didn't have to worry about transportation. But to and then you go into the con, and then luckily I was able to sneak into the Star Wars when they did the new Star Wars movie, the panel. I snuck in. I it was great. Then I got to see the secret show that they had. Saber, I gave it to my son. You can have a ball at those places. You make the fun. It's a lot of fun. The dreaded Hall H, I think it's called. Days, and then here I am. I walked right in. I was with two of my friends, and I was like, just follow me, act like you belong. And then I was like, well, I just went to the bathroom and I walked away, and they stopped him, and I just kept walking. But I was getting in no matter what. I wanted to see that. I needed to see that Star Wars movie, what they were showing beforehand. I had no idea about the after the secret parade we had to the other showing and the fireworks, and it was pretty nuts, man. That's why I missed the He-Man org party that night, because I was at the Star Wars celebration party. And it's you again he you know I can you go I could go from figures, and you go to the cons and people who you meet. It's when you're in the world of collecting figures or toys, even if it's not Masters, it's crazy how everything just intertwines and interacts with each other, like, your collectors and your friends. And I'm a big Secret Wars collector, and I have the whole set. Like, I have one mint and one open, and one I have one loose complete that I don't touch, and then I have one loose that complete that that I would put out. But I remember in those days, this is like before websites, these and bills and meet people, and there was a store in the village called Love Saves the Day, or LSD for short. And they were a little on the expensive side, but they would be able to get you what you needed. So I was able to get the three Secret War figures that they made only in Europe, Constrictor, Iceman, and Electro, in the box, out of the box. And they at the time, I wasn't really collecting He-Man, but they had a lot of stuff, ridiculously amount of stuff for He-Man and Star Wars. They had Yak Face from Star Wars, and my grandfather is a big Star Wars fan, and he has so his Star Wars collection is ridiculous. And I told him at the time, they have Yak Face for whatever, $100. You go in and get it, or I'll get it for you. And he didn't want. He's like, nah, don't worry about it. I don't even know how much that guy goes for. I haven't even looked, but I'm sure it's so close to. So back then, it was so harder to collect figures and toys. That's pretty much reason, probably the reason why I didn't even think about Masters back then, because it was hard to get things. Wasn't really accessible. Has like now you have eBay, or you got eBay.com. There you go, John. There's and the Facebook pages. They all have you got He-Man.org, you have He-Man World. These places have buy and sell forums, and I bought and sold in them, and I have you get I had good good responses from I bought and sold, even on eBay I buy and sell. It's just it's you just get wrapped up in it, and you buy a lot, a lot meaning you buy something that has like figures and comics, or and so you get all these things together, and then you might have something of it, so you sell it, and that's what I do. I have a new coworker, I have a new helper, and he was he's started to ask me questions about the podcast and what I collect and this and that. And of course, everybody always asks. I do sell things if I have extras of them. I usually tend not, I'm not a seller. I don't buy things to sell them. The only thing that I would sell is if I had extras, like in a lot, like I said. Other than that, I'm a buyer. I'm always looking to get stuff. And again, it's like it just blows my mind today. Again, going back to that, to the story of Josh's 3D art things that I haven't seen in years. It just brings you back. As a little kid, there's times where, I well, sorry, I forgot the name, but they threw up a picture the other day on the Facebook page, on Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page, of them, playing. And then my buddy Mike threw a picture up of him in a He-Man outfit, throwback pictures. And me and Mike, we were friends for Jesus, like 30 years, 32, 33 years. We met because there was a tree in front of my house that lightning struck it and it was a huge tree, and it went through the house next to me. So they cut it up and left it in front of my house, the house that it fell in. And it was so big that and stuff in it. So I was playing in it with my He-Man toys, and here comes my friend Mike. Well, we weren't friends at the time, but that's how we became friends. And it's a pretty cool story, and I think it's cool, because we met through Masters. It didn't mean anything then. It's kind of cool now because Masters is such a big part of my life. I'm back and seeing that, and me and this, my friend Mike, we've been through it all together. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And a funny story, the other day, I was working in a building, and I'm going down the stairs. I'm walking down the stairs, I look in the window, and there is a He-Man figure and a My Little Pony figure next to each other on the windowsill. I thought that was pretty cool. He-Man toy was well, it's back, it was in the window, so but it was cool to see that there is someone out there had him out. And I absolutely love to see pictures of collections, and I love when people do that because it's really fun to see what people have or and what people go for. I haven't really seen a really cool battle setup in a long time. The battle setups that I've seen, some of them are really crazy. Like you'll have like they'll have like 60, like an army of 60 horde troopers, coming out of a building and going nuts on the whatever. And it's stuff like that just blows my mind because it's well, horde troopers are expensive, but they're cool. I'm talking about like the vintage figures, and it's pretty cool the way that people put a lot of thought into how they do things like that. I love when I see stuff like that because it's like a creation. You're really putting yourself out there with that because you're just not setting up two figures on the table and letting them their swords touch. You're actually building like dioramas and backdrops and stuff like that. A friend of mine, he actually painted the floor. We used to play Dungeons and Dragons. My friend Mike, actually, he painted my in my friend Alex's house the floor, the different worlds we had, and lakes and rivers and the bodies of water and things like that. It was pretty cool. I really like when people get stuff because it shows the passion. It's like it brings it to another level, of their the way that they collect and display and think. I'm running out of well, I ran out of room, so I'm basically just stacking stuff on top of each other. At one point in time, I was going to do this great, awesome battle scene that I had with the new classic figures, but it never happened because I started getting into like Batman the Animated Series, so that started taking up space, and I was buying DC figures, and then I had my Secret Wars out, but now my Secret War figures are put away, and it's basically now just a He-Man room. Like I said, and I got the Thundercats, they're out. I got my Ninja Turtles, the classic figures, they're out. Up down there. I gotta take pictures of it. I was actually in a show that was supposed to air for BBC America They my friend Joe Amato found out that this TV show was looking for collectors, and he's like, you should go for it. So, I sent him, I shot him an email, and I didn't think anything of it. And then the producer got in touch with me, and then they were like, yeah, we want you for the show. So, but it's not greenlit 100%, but we're gonna do an episode with you. So they came, well, they took pictures of me on my stoop, with your arms crossed, and like they do in other TV shows. And they had me, they were in my He-Man room interviewing me, asking me questions. Unfortunately, it never got greenlit, so it never was shown. And I lost the email address because I would have loved to get the to see what they actually recorded, but I didn't time, and I lost the email address. But I was almost on a show, and my collection at the time was almost shown to the world. And it would have been nice to finally share my collection with you guys. I you know I have a pretty big collection that I take a lot of pride in because I took time to get all the stuff that I have got, and dealing with guys, you go back and forth, haggle a price, and things like that. Like my buddy Tommy's, you can do business with these guys, and it's fun though. It's all a part of it. It comes with the territory, especially when you're dealing with hard to get items, and people know what they got, and they know what they got, and they're not just gonna let it go. So you have to, if you really, really want it, you gotta jump on it. There's some things that I got that, I saw on eBay or power tester at that time, the He-Man power tester, and it works. I forgot how much I spent on it, but it was, to me, it was worth it. Money, it doesn't matter. It was completely worth it to have in my collection, to have in my He-Man room, and for people to come, see it, play with it. I think it's great. That's to me, that's why, I'm lucky enough that I am able to collect the way I do. There are people out there that aren't fortunate like I am, and I don't, that's why sometimes I don't show my stuff off, is because I don't want to throw it in people's faces. I'm not like that. I do have a lot of pieces, a lot of a big collection. I do it because I love the stuff. I love it. I love to have it. And it's cool to have, and when you sit down in your toy room, He-Man room, I call it my He-Man room, but people have toy rooms, and you just, even if you don't play with the stuff, you're just looking at it and enjoying it, and then you think of the stories of either how you got it, or, when you first saw it as a kid, or, it brings you back to someone's house, everything can have a story to it. Even if it's, if it's not the original thing that you had, I'm threw all my stuff away, as from Star Wars to He-Man, the Thundercats, Silver Hawks, all that stuff. When I get into one thing and got and started another thing, she'd slowly start chucking things away behind my back. But then I was lucky enough that I had two cousins that gave me two complete sets of Masters of the Universe, and old vehicles and play sets and whatnot. Not Eternia though. I didn't have Eternia as a kid. Finally got Eternia a couple of years ago. Great deal. Amazing deal. The only thing missing was the comic book box, everything. But I got the comic with the Dark Horse book now, so it doesn't matter to me. The thing I want to say is those Dark Horse books are amazing. And I mean, everything that these people put in these books, it's ridiculous. All the input in it, that last book, the encyclopedia book, or whatever, I don't know what you want to call it, but that book, there's just so much knowledge and time and effort that I guess Val and whoever else was part of it. I mean, my hat's off to you guys for that. There's so much stuff in there. It's like, I haven't even dug into it yet, to be honest. I mean, I'm still on the newspaper, the cartoon strip. I haven't finished that. But I am hoping that they do make in the future, maybe the next book, maybe they'll announce it at PowerCon, is the I'd love the magazines, the old vintage magazines. And then and they mentioned it in the book that we just got, that encyclopedia book. Like there's German, there's old German magazines. Italy had their own magazines with characters from it. Stuff like things like that would be great to have. And maybe, they'll have like an English interpretation so we can understand what they're saying underneath the boxes or something. Get and the record books, golden books, stuff like that. I mean, if they could get the if they can get that, that would be great. If we can get that, all those into our collection instead of having them separate, you have them all in this one book. I mean, to me, that would be great. Everything that they've done so far is great. I mean, with it, it's just phenomenal. I would love to see the magazines come out in the book. I think that would be fantastic if they could do that. I think I blabbered enough for tonight, guys. I thank you all. Again, I wanted to say thanks to Dirt and PopCultureNetwork.com. All the guys there helping out. Don't forget to go to MOTGpodcast.com to listen to this and the past episodes. Don't forget to go to He-Man.org, He-ManWorld.com, Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page, all the other Facebook pages. Please let us know what you like, what you don't like, what you want us to talk about. I actually have a couple of upcoming guests on the show. I don't want to announce the names in case they decide to not do it or they can't make the day that, so, but there are people that are going to be on the show soon. And I think you guys would definitely enjoy them. Especially two guys that, they're gonna be really cool to have. So with that being said, I thank you on the Facebook page. Rock on, man.